Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'd like to thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message I've entitled God's Glorious Church. And we were talking about some sobering subjects as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, and that is the prohibition against God's people to judge. Now, we are to have Holy Ghost discernment, but judgment belongs to God. Let me share a few more scriptures on the subject of what the Lord has to say about what our response should be regarding others, because it's very easy, let's be honest, to see the faults of others and not to see our own faults. And sometimes we can get hypercritical, and perhaps the more prophetic you are, sometimes the more difficult it is not to come down on someone as opposed to someone who has gifts of mercy. They are always understanding and loving. However, we all, the Word of God is our standard and our ruler, if you will, on how we should live the plumb line. And let me share a few passages out of Romans. Romans, the 14th chapter, verse 4, which says, "Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand." Just think about that. Okay, and then in that same chapter, verse 13 says, "Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather." Don't you just love Paul? He gets right to the heart of the matter. He says that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall or to sin in his brother's way. And then let's go to James, the 4th chapter, verse 11 and 12, "Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another?" And then in 1 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse 5, Paul tells us, "Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God." So as believers, as the sheep of his pasture, the flock of his hand, we must not judge one another, but our concern were not to overlook sin, but our part is to pray to have the heart of God, the compassion of God, and desire restoration and reconciliation. But also, there are responsibilities for leadership and ministry. And God will judge leaders more severely because much has been given to them. And a believer has an obligation, a divine obligation, a command to be under submission to godly authority when that ministry, that presbytery, are under submission to the great shepherd of all. We are merely under shepherds, under the great shepherd. And so it's important that leadership walk with humility of heart, knowing that they're going to be accountable and will stand before the Lord one day to give an account of what they have done as they have operated in leadership in the body of Christ. And there are many subtle ways in which the devil will attempt to bring sincere individuals under demonic influence, or not to be under God's full control. And as I said, these are not easy or pleasant things to talk about, but there, unfortunately, there's delusion, there's deception in the church, there's apostasy. We're departing from the simplicity and purity of the gospel. And one of the first signs of deception, or a work of oppressing evil spirits attacking a church or a ministry, is when a ministry or a church or its leadership begin espousing the doctrine that people are unable to think for themselves. I don't know if you've ever run across that. Now, people like that might start out very sincerely. They have a desire to protect the sheep of God. After all, doesn't it say there are wolves out there in sheep's clothing? And so why it's important to be very on guard against wolves, nonetheless, the point of fivefold ministry and the purpose, which I've said over and over again on these broadcasts, is to encourage people to know, to learn, to love, to meditate, to understand the Word of God, that they will have discernment. They will know not just the Word of God, but the Spirit that quickens that Word, and that they will be able to come into maturity and be able to depend on the Lord Jesus. As I've said from time to time, leadership needs to place or bring God's people into full dependence and relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, not to turn them in dependency upon themselves, to make themselves important. Years ago, I mean, I was even before my time, there was the shepherding movement. You know, you couldn't do anything without going to the elders to see if you could move here or get a job here or whatever it was. And so, beloved, this is not God's plan. It sounds good intellectually, logically, but beloved, we have to know that God is in charge. The Holy Spirit is in charge. The head, Jesus, is in charge of his body. And so this sincere desire that someone would have to protect the sheep, which is, it's a godly desire, that desire must be in complete submission to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word, the Holy Spirit, and guided entirely by the Holy Scriptures and evidenced by sweet manifestations of divine love. The devil wants to bring in a strong delusion, and you know, pride was the original sin of Lucifer. And sometimes there are those who have delusions of grandeur. They have inflated egos, and they give rise to judgmental rule instead of godly rule. And a spirit of condemnation begins to make itself known by so-called pious and holy calls for order and discipline and supervisory control of the flock. We lead, beloved, by example. That's what leadership should do, as well as preaching the word. Lucifer's sinful pride and arrogance and his ego exaltation brought his eternal banishment and punishment when he dared say, "I will be like God. I will rise above the throne of God." He didn't make it. And beloved, that's not going to happen with anyone who thinks that they can lift themselves up. If you want to be lifted up, you must be willing to abase yourself. Let's go now to a passage from the Old Testament that kind of underlines the work of God's Spirit. And this is found in Numbers, the 11th chapter. And I'd like to begin by reading verse 16. "And the Lord said unto Moses, Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee." And then in verses 26 through 29, or actually let me start at 24. "Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, those whom God had chosen, and set them round about the tabernacle. And the Lord came down in a cloud and spake unto him and took of the spirit that was upon him." Listen now, saints, this up until that point, it was Moses only. "And he gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease." But let's read on. "There remained two of the men in the camp. The name of the one was Eldad. The name of the other was Medad. And the Spirit rested upon them, and they were of them that were written, but they went not unto the tabernacle, and they prophesied in the camp. There ran a young man, and told Moses, and said," gave the information, Eldad and Medad who prophesy in the camp. And of course, there's Joshua. He's meaning very well. He's zealous for Moses. And he says, "My Lord Moses, forbid them." And Moses said unto him, "Enviest thou for my sake?" And hear the heart of a true leader. He said, "Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them." Beloved, Satan can bring on even the most spiritual souls, those who have made a full surrender to God, but they can cause them to err, and sometimes it's a gradual thing. Then they attempt to regulate how God is going to move in ministering to the thirsty and needy. I've shared that in other broadcasts. You know, every revival has basically just fizzled out, if you will, because man put their hand to the holy thing and began to administrate and organize it. And again, as I said, this does not do away with scriptural governments and office and discipline. Not at all. There's no contradiction, if you will, if you're hearing with the ears of the Spirit. We can't regulate how God desires to move. The shepherd or pastor of the flock, the elders, the deacons, sometimes they began to see many wrongs in the church world, and they see perhaps some of their members are going elsewhere, and suddenly declare, "We must govern the people." So they set about to govern the flock with dictatorial powers. Beloved, we cannot claim a divine right to judge people for in matters of things that belong to the Lord. We cannot demand that everything be brought before the elders, if you will, for decision-making concerning each member. Sometimes scriptures quoted, "Where there's no counsel, the people fall. Plans are established by counsel," Proverbs 11, 14, 22, and 18. But beloved, we have guidance today, and it is called the Holy Word of God, the Bible. That's why every moment, every minute is precious on this broadcast, and I devote it to sharing what the Word says, allowing the Holy Spirit to quicken that Word to your hearts. I hope that you hear my heart, because God wants a glorious church, leadership that is strong and anointed and filled with the love of God, love for Him and love for His people. God is going to do that. He will have a glorious church. If you have needs, as always, I invite you to share those needs. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for your prayers. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.